Okay, so the news obviously coming out about parting company with Lee Harper. It's interesting reading some of the comments from the fans saying he was a gentleman, a great servant, but just that the job was possibly too big for him. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree that he's a great servant to the club, you know, lovely guy. I don't think the job was too big for him. Just took over at a really, really difficult time. Following on from Mark Cooper, obviously, he's difficult for anyone. And the club's had, you know, success for a number of years. And we're probably, with the current economic climate, unable to sustain the level of investment that previous managers had enjoyed. So I think that obviously contributed, and having to work on a much tougher budget was difficult.
What did he mean for the club? You know, obviously a great goalkeeper on the pitch. How will you remember Lee Harper?
Yeah, I mean, we had our most successful spell ever, you know, with him in goal, and he was irreplaceable. I think one of the biggest things that, you know, one of his biggest failures, if you can call it a failure, was that he was unable to replace himself. We were really fortunate to have him in goal, and he, you know, made such a difference to that team. He was worth 20 goals a season just from his saves. So really, really big part of the team, really big part of organising the team on the pitch, the back four, and we never replaced him.
We always hear these phrases in Ran about mutual consent and going with the blessings of the board. Was it really like that? Did Lee acknowledge himself that it was the right time to go?
Well, I mean, he does have a real feel for the football club and what's right for the football club and the fans. And I think, obviously, we'd reached a point where if things had carried on, you know, he might have not been as well remembered as he is. And I think the fact that, you know, we decided to make a change at this time and in the way that we did probably helps preserve that reputation that, you know, he's still a Poppy's legend.
Does he wish that he'd gone perhaps a little bit earlier? I know, obviously, when his assistant was sacked, do you think he wishes that maybe he'd gone then?
No, I don't. That's not what he has said. I think we just wish that it had been, you know, things had worked out and we'd managed to find the recipe to be more successful on the pitch.
It's difficult for you, obviously, overseeing what's going on and seeing perhaps that the team not coming up to the expectations, the high levels that you've set yourselves over the past few seasons. Was it frustrating for you as well as a chairman? Did you want to get involved and perhaps give him some opinions on how he should be running the team?
I think every chairman and every manager should have an honest relationship and constantly be, you know, communicating wherever possible. But to be honest, I am quite detached at the moment from the football club in many respects compared to, you know, previously, just with my workload away from football. So to be honest, we probably didn't actually have that much communication.
We can hear, obviously, the phone going in the background. You are incredibly busy at the moment, as you say. So there was never any kind of influence from you over saying what he should or shouldn't be doing on the pitch?
Well, I mean, he asked my opinion. I gave him my opinion, but I mean, from a personal perspective, I don't think that was an issue.
So now you've obviously got to try and find someone that can, as you say, with you being so busy, really run the football team to the level that you expect. You put Morel Mason in now. Are you confident in his abilities to keep the club ticking over while you make that surge?
Yeah, I think he's a good choice in the sense that obviously he has managed the club before. He was actually, you know, very successful. His caretaker spell was extremely successful, and he knows a lot of the players. I think he signed 7 of the players that are currently in the squad, and out of sort of 14, 15 outfield players. So he knows them well. They know him, and I think just for, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 games or whatever it ends up being, I think, you know, he'll be able to steady the ship and maybe get a couple of wins on the board.
Does he feel like he could perhaps take it on permanently?
No, he's doing me a favour. We've identified a shortlist of managers, which we're really, really comfortable with, and we hope we can get one of the 3 or 4 that, you know, are at the top of that list. So that's the direction we're going in. He made a little joke in typical Morel style that if he wins his first 4 games 6-0, then I'll have to give him a 5th game to try and prove himself. It was just a typical Morel quip, and I mean, he's just doing us a favour at very short notice, and you know, because he's got great feeling for the football club.
I've heard some of the names that have, you know what it's like with non-league football, that there's so many names that turn up time and time again for these jobs because there's some good quality out there. Are you setting yourself a target of getting someone that's perhaps an old hand at managing at non-league level, or are you looking for someone that can really push the club forward and take you up into the Football League?
I think it's dangerous to be too narrow-minded in you know, we've certainly got certain qualities we're looking for, and obviously experience is always helpful, but it doesn't necessarily have to be non-league experience. If a manager, you know, has the right assistant or, you know, the right support around him, I'm sure, you know, a manager that's operated at a higher level or elsewhere can make that step. I think it's easier to make the step down than it is the step up. But, you know, I think that the shortlist that we have, I mean, there's a couple of people that are obviously very successful in non-league, and a couple of others that have been successful elsewhere. So, you know, we'll wait and see how the interview process goes and which clubs will give us permission to speak to who.
That's always the difficulty. One of the names that I've been heard, I won't mention the actual name, but he's certainly got quality experience as a player previously at the highest level, international level. Is that something you'd look for? Someone that could perhaps, you know, bring in those all-important pre-season friendlies, having great contacts where they can bring a bit more profile to the club as well, bring a bit more revenue in?
Well, I'd be interested to know who the name is that you maybe can tell me afterwards.
I will.
About. But I, like I said, I mean, we've got... you know, certain qualities we're looking for, but I think, you know, when you, I don't want to preclude people because they don't necessarily, you know, match a certain criteria that we might think is desirable. And I think, you know, you just meet people on, and you know, you make a judgment on merit. I, you know, had a really good feeling for Mark Cooper when I met him. He really impressed me in the interview, and I thought, you know, this guy's might not have, you know, what you call, you know, a long-term proven track record, but I think he'll do a really good job at our club at this time. And you know, sometimes it's not just about the manager, but it's just about how he fits in with the club and the position, you know, that you're actually in. So, you know, there's a lot of factors we need to weigh up and look at, and we literally have not spoken to anyone yet.
There certainly will be a great calibre of manager out there. But you mentioned right at the start, one of the reasons, obviously, that affectedly is the fact that the budget perhaps is not what it used to be. Will you be looking to try and create more revenue to give a higher budget to anyone coming in, or will they know that they've got their limitations and that they've perhaps got a mid-table budget for that league?
I think it'll depend on how much confidence they have in the current squad as well and the players that are there, because I don't think there are, you know, that we need to make too many changes to be successful. So I'm sure if someone needs, you know, feels that bringing in one or two players is necessary, then we'd support that. But we would have done that with Lee anyway. You know, you don't use your whole budget at the beginning of the season, then find you've been knocked out of the cup and trophy, and then cut the budget. I think you leave a bit in reserve, and because you know that things are going to need tweaking during the season, and that's the way we've done it.
You mentioned you're incredibly busy. Are you the next one out the door? I mean, how close are you to finding someone to pass the club on to?
Well, we have an issue with the ground, and I said that you know, if anyone can come in and provide a solution, then I'd obviously be happy to pass the club over to someone who can solve it. But no one's come forward, and you know, well, the people that have come forward didn't have any plans at all in that area. So I think at the moment it's not looking like that's likely to happen in the near future. But that's not something that I've actively been pursuing. There was a period last year where I just had absolutely no time for the football club, and you know, I wasn't involved in any capacity at all. But over the last couple of months, I've been able to find a bit of balance where I have got time for the football club, and we're pursuing, you know, lots of projects, which includes the stadium issue.
It's irritating, that, isn't it? You can't shake this football bug when it gets under your skin.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I haven't. To be honest, I haven't been trying to. It's just been. I didn't have a time to dedicate to the football club, and that's the frustrating thing, is that there just aren't enough hours in the day, unfortunately.
Well, we shall let you get on with the rest of your working day. But just finally, on the ground issue, when are we likely to hear an announcement about further progressions with that?
I don't think you'll hear anything for the next couple of months, at least.
And four or five games then from Royal Mason before we hear about a new manager as well.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance of us having anyone in place before next Tuesday. So I think we're looking at three games before before anything is announced there.